many of them will be from the former and many from the later generations. As for those of the left hand, how unfortunate will be the people of the left hand. They will be in the midst of scorching winds and in boiling water, in the shade of a pitch black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing. For they lived in comfort before meeting this fate. They persisted in heinous sins and used to say, when we are dead and turned to dust and bones, shall we then be raised to life again? And our forefathers too, tell them, surely those of old and those of present age shall certainly be brought together on an appointed time of a known day. Then, O the erring rejecters, you shall eat of the zakkum tree and fill your bellies with it and drink on the top of its scalding water. Yet you shall drink it like a thirsty camel. Such will be their entertainment on the day of reckoning. We have created you, then why do you not testify about our power of creation? Have you ever considered the semen you discharge? Is it you who create the child from it, or are we the creator? It is we who have ordained death among you, and we are not helpless in replacing you by others like yourselves or transforming you into beings that you do not know. You already know well your first creation. Why then do you not take heed? Have you ever considered the seed that you sow in the ground? Is it you who cause it to grow, or are we the grower? If it be our will, we could crumble your harvest into chaff, and you would then be left laminating. We are indeed left landed with debts. Indeed, we have been deprived from the fruits of our labor. Have you ever considered the labor which you drink? Is it you who send it down from the clouds, or are we the sender? If it be our will, we could turn it salty. Why then do you not give thanks? Have you ever considered the fire that you kindle? Is it you who made the tree to grow which feeds the fire? Or are we the grower? We have made it a reminder for man as to what would be the life without it, and a provision of life for the travelers of the desert. So glorify the name of your Rabb, who is the greatest.